Get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, cause I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Happy Monday, the 28th of October. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Looking at close to 60 for the high today. What's the good vibes this morning?
What's going on?
Let's set the tone for the week, shall we? Where's our friends, Breeze?
They're here. They're ramped and they're ready. Amy from Sodas. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Off to another busy week of kids' activities. And gonna start Christmas shopping. Oh, Amy.
Wow. Say no more.
Get after it, my queen.
Those Black Friday deals.
They're not gonna shop for themselves. So, I love it. Good for her.
Are you excited for the... Because you know after Thursday, that's it. Game over.
It's absolutely over, so...
So this is Christmas.
Oh my God. No, I'm terrified.
There's a reason. Like, I never pursued a singing
career. It was for the best.
It's
for the best. I support you in nearly everything you do. That's simply not one of them.
So. I went in for an audition once. They're like, okay, we love you for the part. Do you know how to sing? Like, are you baritone or?
What I'm was
like,
it? What? Dear Evan Hansen?
I was like, what? No, I can't sing worth crap.
They're like, we're going to actually go in a different direction. Thank you so much. Well,
this role, actually, we need somebody that has
a. You did apply for a musical. You do know that. Like, right?
No. Can't you just dub someone else's voice in and I'll lip sync it?
They're like, we're so good. Thank you, though.
Whatever.
I need to tell you some big news.
Oh, what?
This weekend was...
You got engaged.
No. Could you imagine? I wait till like the last break of the show. I'm like, so I have to tell you something.
Is that stone lab grown?
I know. Is it lab grown or is
What's
it
the
from
news,
the mine?
Breeze?
Moved some stuff in this weekend. Got a king bed.
Yeah.
Put a bed frame together.
Uh-huh.
So, it's happening pretty soon.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Okay.
I thought you'd be proud of me that I put together a bed frame, but that's all right. You don't have to give me my flowers. You're good.
Well,
don't worry about it. Don't think twice about it.
Just saying, how hard is it?
Hard.
A bed frame?
Breeze the builder, so.
Is it steel or wood?
I don't know. It was from Walmart.
You would know if it's steel or wood. What's it made out of? What's
steel.
The bed? The bed frame
well,
was...
Well, and then there's wood pallets.
Okay, so it's steel with wood pallets.
Yeah.
You need something strong to hold a king mattress.
Period. So, yeah. I thought you'd be proud, but that's okay. I misread the situation. No worries.
It's okay. Okay. Who else is here?
Nobody. Amy says, 8 kids and 10 grandkids. Gotta start now. Gotta get ahead of it. The Christmas shopping.
That is not fun to do.
No.
And listen, when my brother and sister-in-law had twins, of course, everyone was very happy for them. Mm-hmm. I was. Genuinely, I'm happy. But the first thing that popped into my mind was, this is 2 more birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
This is more Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Everyone quit it. That's it. Everyone's cut off.
You're done.
You're done.
It's over.
Get that vasectomy. Get everybody.
Oh my God. Okay. What about you? Vibes?
They're good. I'm excited for this week, Breeze. It's going to be a fun week. Halloween is Thursday. We should do a Halloween special on this show. What is that? Well, we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, we have no clue.
We got to plan it. Overall, though, it was a great weekend. The Bills won. 31-10 against the Seahawks yesterday. Just absolutely blew them out of the water. So that's always fun to watch when they're winning. You had a fun time this weekend, aside from putting together the bed frame.
Yeah, I walked in the fashion show, which was great. What else did I do? Went to a Halloween party.
Yep.
Went to the block party yesterday. Like, I was just, I just simply got after it.
You're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, though, on the show, I want to talk about the Rochester Candlelight Ghost Walks, because they're going to do one of those on tonight. They're going to do one on Wednesday. I'll share with you guys why these are so popular and how you can get tickets for them coming up for the big story of the day. I think this is something I'm actually going to commit to. I think I'm going to do it.
One can only hope.
Yeah, we'll talk
cross
about
cross your fingers and toes.
That coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. Mount Hope Cemetery is not just home to famous burial sites like that of Frederick Douglass. Of course, our beloved Susan B. Anthony.
Susie B.
According to one local ghost tour guide, it's home to spirits of many others. Jenny Lynn is the owner of Rochester Candlelight Ghost Walks. I'm very intrigued. She says Rochester is full of visitors from the afterlife. As she was waiting for security, she was waiting for security one evening in Mount Hope Cemetery and says a man jogged right by her. And she says, I started calling out to him. Hey, I need some help. I'm locked in. And she says he sort of just jogged straight into a tree and disappeared.
Can you imagine? Stop.
She says Mount Hope is far from the only place in Rochester to experience the paranormal. You have the White Lady's Castle in Irondequoit. Probably the most popular spot for anyone looking for that spooky legend. I don't know what that woman's up to. Most of Lynn's experiences come from the Union Tavern on Culver Road. I've never been there. I'm not familiar with it. But she says there's very active ghosts there. We've been doing ghost dinners there for a while now. And just the other night, we had our dinner on a Sunday evening, and the lights began blinking down in the basement when we were talking about the ghosts in the basement, she says.
Right.
There's always something happening. If anyone is interested in tagging along for a haunted tour of Rochester, Candlelight Ghost Walks has two more events this week before Halloween. There's going to be one tonight and then one on Wednesday. For tickets, you can head on over to rochesterghost.com. I'm like, take my money. Really? I'm down. I kind of want to do this.
You got to go.
There's a haunted pub crawl in Fairport. That's going to be Wednesday. And then there's a haunted pub crawl in Irondequoit. These are all great. I think that's going to be at Shamrock Jack's. And then there's another one at Fairport Brewing Company. Again, that's rochesterghost.com. Pretty cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm all big on that. Intern Hannah walked in. Good morning, Hannah Banana.
Hi, Hannah.
Okay, Breeze, tease this. I don't know. Like, how do
I know. So basically, like, I love the weekend. We all love the weekend, right? And when we're in the weekend.
Good artist.
I'm still thinking about. No, ew, not that. I'm still thinking about the next weekend. So I got into a little bit of a tiff with my girlfriend this past weekend because I was referring to this upcoming weekend as this weekend. She's like, no, that's next weekend.
Okay.
So
that's the argument.
Yeah.
All right.
When you're talking about this upcoming weekend, is it this weekend or is it next weekend? It's confusing, and people are on either side. I literally asked everyone I encountered. I'm like, wait, am I crazy? So please make me feel a little less crazy or validate her feelings and tell me I am. 585-252-9800.
This Saturday, that's going to be this weekend, or is it next weekend?
This weekend.
This weekend.
But it's not so much. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it next on PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. This weekend, or is it next weekend? So this Saturday coming up is next weekend.
No, it's this weekend.
Well, not really.
It's this weekend. Oh, my God. It is the great debate of this weekend versus next weekend.
So what's your question then, Breeze?
Really,
like, how did this come about? Why are we asking this?
So this past weekend, it was Saturday morning. My girlfriend and I were doing our Saturday morning routine.
Last weekend.
Yeah, I guess this past weekend. I feel like last weekend would be the weekend before. Oh my God, it's so annoying. Anyways.
This is why you ask people to turn their radio on. Is this the break?
Because it's relatable and they are going through it too. They're going through it too.
Who is going through it?
Everyone. Everyone experiences it in their own way.
There's so much confusion being caused right now because people can't decipher whether this Saturday coming up is this weekend or next weekend. Well, I'm going to say this weekend because we just had this past weekend.
So
you got to be high for this break.
I looked it up and it said to refer to the weekend of the week you're in, you should say this weekend, meaning this weekend you're currently in. This week you're currently in.
Right.
But last weekend or this past weekend, I said this upcoming weekend and my girlfriend was like, no, it's next weekend. It's just too much.
Oh my God.
It's too much. My brain hurts.
Hold on. Let me go to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mac.
Mac, what up, bro?
Hey. So we're talking about next Saturday, this Saturday kind of thing.
Yeah.
The weekend.
Yeah.
So listen, what I always say is this upcoming Saturday or this upcoming Sunday.
Okay.
That way it doesn't put any, because it is a big divide.
It is.
You know, people want to live in the moment. They want it to be this weekend, and that'll be next weekend.
Right.
But use upcoming. It's always it's a play it safe kind of measure.
So no one's confused, and no one's making plans for the wrong day.
So if it's today we're talking about, and we're to have plans on Saturday, we would say it's this Saturday.
This upcoming.
Not next weekend. This weekend. It's this weekend.
Right.
This Friday morning, we're going to say next weekend, not this weekend.
That's good.
He's like, wow, right, you know, so that's why you say upcoming.
Upcoming. It's 100% usually a play it safe.
Mac, have you ran into this before?
I have, definitely, and that's why I use upcoming now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got to play it safe. You can get yourself in trouble, and there could be a lot of confusion that's caused by saying next weekend.
Because you know what? If you say, okay, let's even go back to what you were saying about Friday. You could say this current Saturday, we're going to go do XYZ, or the following Saturday. You know what I mean? You always give it that little extra.
I think it gets more confusing when you're talking about the weekend when you're in the weekend or like when you're close to the weekend. You know what I mean?
That's why when you're in the weekend, you use upcoming.
Okay.
When you're before the weekend, you say this current Saturday.
So you have to put current and upcoming.
Right.
To decipher.
Thanks for coming to our Seinfeld episode.
Literally.
Of course.
Mac, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a good morning, y'all.
You too.
All right, we'll see you next weekend.
Bye. Yeah, see you this upcoming Saturday.
Why am I still confused?
Do you think our general manager heard this break?
No, she hasn't listened to our show. What?
98 PXY.